Have you heard of the new Confession of Faith that came out? No, it wasn't done by the Presbyterians. It wasn't done by the Baptists. It was done by corporate America. And we're going to talk about that today. Welcome to the 250th episode of How to Build a Tent. We did it. You and I, we did it together. I could not have done it without your guys' support, without you guys sharing, commenting, subscribing. And I just want to say thank you so much for hitting this milestone, 250 episodes. I'm going to be catching up to those cross-politic boys pretty quickly. They've been doing it, once a week for 3 years now? And I've been doing it daily for about a year and a half. I'm there, I think. If I do math correctly. My name is Matt Williams. If I didn't say that, I don't remember if I did. I am the one speaking behind this mic in a very deep, deep bass voice. You can email me, tell me I'm not funny. You can tell me I need to work on my intros. It's like after 250, you should be better at this. You can email me, Matt at howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on all the social media sites at howtobuildatent. And you can get in on all the action. I am trying to be a little saucy, a little spicy on the internets and try to get some reactions. And it's a blast, let me tell you that. Today, I want to talk about what happened with Eric Gardner a little bit and the impact that it's going to have on business. I'm going to state the facts as I understand them. And then I want to talk about the application in business because, believe it or not, with the firing of the police officer that had the takedown procedure, chokehold, whatever you want to call it, on Eric Gardner and getting fired, that's going to have ramifications to the businesses in that area because it's going to have ramifications to the police officers. And I want to talk about it from a business perspective. And then we're also going to be talking about the statement of faith or the statement on the purpose of a corporation that over, I think it was around, it might not have been over, about around 200 corporations agreed to. They're no longer going to be operating their companies to maximize shareholder value like all of the economists before them and business owners before them did. They're doing something new, apparently. We'll talk about that today as well. And what are we going to talk about? Oh, before we get into that, we are going to tell you to go over to philaughfeast.com, put an HTBT in the memo field, and help me continue to be the number one show with the most members. That's right. This show, the most members. Probably because we're making the most money, because we are being successful, we're striving for it, we're going for it, because we can help support things like the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. We can help support other things that the Lord is doing and partner with all of these other brothers and sisters that are doing works that God is blessing. So go over to philaughfeast.com, put an HTBT in a memo field, you'll get a mug, you'll get a pint glass, and then you'll get tons of content along with a really good fuzzy feeling. Because, you know, you should do things based on feelings, right? I'm just kidding about that. All right, so I want to talk about first the Eric Gardner. And the themes of this is I want to talk about it from a political perspective because I love politics, but because it emphasizes another way that the left is shaping our businesses, is shaping our realities, and impacting us in a negative way. So I'm going to lay out first the Eric Gardner facts, and then I'm going to comment on it and what it means for the businesses in that area, because these kinds of stories are going to happen over and over again as the left infiltrates, infects, and destroys the community standards that we have, the cultural standards that we have and we have to live by. If we don't have laws in our country, if all of our laws are void because we don't have anyone enforcing them, like police officers, then we're going to be in a big world of hurt. And that's why I really wanted to talk about these two stories today in conjunction, because they're related in so much that it's the left influencing our culture and breaking down our society and how things work, or trying to at least. We'll see if they pull it off. Okay, so here are the facts as I know it. First, Eric Gardner was selling loose cigarettes in front of a store that sells cigarettes and other things and other products. The store called the police to report the illegal activity because they were taking away sales from the store. People were buying the loose cigarettes instead of the full packs from the store, and the store was losing business because of it. The police came. They ask Gardner to comply, and apparently over several minutes, the police were trying to take Eric Gardner, asking him to comply, and he refused to be arrested for the illegal activity he was doing. And after several minutes, the situation escalated, and the police officer ended up getting fired, did a takedown procedure slash chokehold, depending on how you phrase it and how much experience you have with the situation. Eric Gardner dies in the ambulance. And it just came out recently, the police officer was fired. And that's why I'm bringing up the story, because that just happened in the last couple of days. Now let's analyze this from the second, third effects. So the direct effect, obviously, is the police officer fired and tragically Eric Gardner died, which is really sad. Shouldn't have happened. I personally don't believe the police officer was trying to kill him. I mean, he didn't even die there. He died in the ambulance later. But let's talk about the second, third effects, and that is the impact on the community and the impact on the businesses, because we've seen this story before. We've seen the police officers vilified. We've seen them handcuffed. Think of Portland, think of Berkeley, think of Baltimore. These are all areas where this is happening too, and it's going to happen here too, because a police officer was fired for trying to make an arrest. Now, you may say, well, he actually got fired because he, you know, choked him and he shouldn't have. The guy who said he couldn't breathe, Eric said he couldn't breathe, and that's why he got fired. But if you see the response of all the other police officers, they too think it is a disgrace that he got fired. But anyways, so what is going to happen from this is first of all, what are the police going to do now? Do you think that the police are going to respond to as many calls about loose cigarettes in front of stores? No. Because they don't want to get fired. They don't want to lose their pension. They don't want to be tried for murder. So what's going to happen? Lawlessness is going to abound. Criminals are going to continue to break the law. And laws are going to be ineffective and void because there's no one left to enforce it, which means that there is going to be black market competition for these stores that are paying for real estate. They're paying overhead costs, they're paying taxes, they're paying a whole number of things that this black market is not going to have to pay. And so they're going to compete and they're going to win because they're going to be able to offer a cheaper product with a bigger margin because their costs are so minimal on the backs of these stores. Because no doubt these people are buying the cigarettes from the store, breaking them down, increasing margins, and their only cost is the cigarette pack. So these companies are going to lose business. They're going to go out of business. Their violence is going to rise. And that is how these communities ascend into lawlessness. They escalate and they get run down and they get destroyed. And this is how you get cities like Baltimore. This is how you get cities like Chicago. Certain parts of Chicago. I hear other parts are beautiful. Certain parts like Detroit, even though I hear Detroit's coming back. This is how the left attacks us from this front, this lawless front, where they're trying to break down our societal norms, our laws, our standards that we live together by. One of them is, as we respect our police force, that we abide by the laws. But now these police officers are going to be scared of getting fired. They're going to be scared of getting into these situations. And that's one of the effects. The other effect is, what is this going to do to businesses? Well, businesses aren't going to stay in business if they can't compete. Businesses aren't going to reinvest in the community where the police aren't enforcing the laws. This community's in trouble. And what can they do about it? Well, they can start voting for their businesses. They can start donating to their politicians that are going to support them and look out for their interests, or they can do what most businesses do. They move. They move out of the community. And that doesn't help the community as a whole. It doesn't help the people. It doesn't help the families that are trying to live in a place that is safe, that has hope, that has prosperity. And this is one example of how the left is choking those opportunities. All right, let's get to the next one. I am already running out of time. It's really frustrating. But now apparently these companies, a lot of them are publicly traded, are taking a new stance on what the purpose of a corporation is, and I'm going to read it quickly. Americans deserve an economy that allows each person to succeed through hard work and creativity and to lead a life of meaning and dignity. We believe in the free market system as the best means of generating good jobs, a strong and sustainable economy, innovation, a healthy environment, and an economic opportunity for all. Businesses play a vital role in the economy by creating jobs, fostering innovation, and providing essential goods and services. Businesses make and sell consumer products, manufacture equipment and vehicles, support the national defense, grow and produce food, provide healthcare, generate and deliver energy, and offer financial communications and other services that underpin economic growth. While each of these individual companies serves its own corporate purpose, we share a fundamental commitment to all of our stakeholders. We commit to deliver value to our customers, investing in our employees, dealing fairly and ethically with our suppliers, supporting the communities in which we work, and generating long-term value for shareholders. Now, I'm just going to say, because we're running out of time, that all of this is no different than what businesses were before and what they stood for before. Maximizing shareholder value. That is not going to change. This is just almost rebranding it to doing what people, businesses, what's CEOs did to maximize shareholder value. Obviously, you're going to be delivering value to your customers. That's how you maximize shareholder value. Obviously, you're going to be investing in your employees. That's how you increase the value you get from your employees. Obviously, you're dealing fairly and ethically with your suppliers, or they won't supply to you anymore, or they'll go out of business. And obviously, you're going to be supporting the communities that work around you. There is no difference here, but the difference is they're caving into the mob of the social justice warriors and trying to make big business and profits that are all evil go away and it be something else or disguised as something else. But this is the thing that we've learned, is the mob is never satisfied and they're taking a step backwards. And what's going to happen is the mob's going to ask for more. Be careful. Don't go down the route of giving in to the mob. You will always regret it. Now, let's go out and be successful together, and we'll see you for 251. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless.